Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQCLP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQCLP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
I got a hand full of wonder seed. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery. Ain't gonna be green, be free. Do you want a marijuana? Do you want a marijuana?
95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP, low power to the people. Springtime has sprung, and it's time for this year's Worldwide Marijuana March. Hemp Rock and the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky chapter of Willie Nelson's Teapot Party and Cures Not Wars celebrate cannabis freedom with the 2011 Worldwide Marijuana March. On Saturday, May 7th at 3 p.m., gather with Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach, Pottsbury Bakery's Dope Boy Chef Pot and Hash, and Rich Spirits Drummers at the Underground Railroad Freedom Center in downtown Cincinnati to thank City Council for repealing Cincinnati's marijuana arrest law, and then march across the Blue Suspension Bridge to Covington, Kentucky's Old Kenton County Courthouse and Old Jail to thank Kentucky legislators for lowering Kentucky's marijuana possession laws from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class B, which takes effect on June 24th, and back to Cincinnati's Freedom Center in time for the 420. After the march, go to the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest fundraiser at the Riverfront West Pavilion in Miamitown, Cleves, Ohio. Doors open 6 p.m. Music kicks off at 7 p.m. This is a BYO Buds, Booze, Blankets, Bongs, and Blunts event. With music from The Ohms, Madras Lounge, Wendy Oakley and the Posse, Vicariously Indecisive, Sock Monkeys, Hip Hop Groups Open Mind Productions, and DFI. Acoustic sets with Zebulon, Henry, and Harmonicool. Plus Rich Spirits Drum Circle, Incendium Fire Spinners, Drug Law Reform Speakers and Groups, Raffles with Reefer Girls, a massage booth, contest prizes, and lots more. This year's WMM is brought to you by Hemp Rock, the Cincy Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, Jimmy's Hustler Cincinnati Hemptations, and Cures Not Wars. That's Cincinnati's 2011 Worldwide Marijuana March and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 3 p.m. For more info, to volunteer, or to sponsor the WMM, please leave a voicemail or email us at hemprock.com. The Cincy WMM and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest are Hemp Rock Productions.
Mm-hmm. simple cooling rationale. Why have an habit keeps me cozy now. I walk so quietly, I keep my few acquaintances at night. I tell myself it has to be a couple more bad folks will work it out. So walk around while I learn to use my feet. Let me stand a while I can. Give me room to breathe, cause I know how to scream. You don't wanna hear what I say. No! The door and you hold me down, smother me with expectation. And give me a place, give me some space. It's hard to move these chains, they weigh so much. I said you chain me and the door and you hold me down, smother me, you smother me. Give me a place, give me space. Hard to move these chains, they weigh.
Senior Bull here, artist for Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach and Pottsbury Dope Boy, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's 95.7 FM on the airwaves.
All right, if you did just tune in, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress, although I am actually the Sad Hemptress today. But over there rolling the pot, of course, is our Hemp Rock TV's Burn Man. And we have a full show for you today here. And I want to get business out real fast. Then I'm going to mention why I'm sad. Today, of course, is the second day of May. Yesterday was May Day, and May is membership month here at WVQC. So help support the diverse community programming you hear by becoming a member of WVQC Radio Free Queen City. Membership levels start at only $30. You can call Maria or Krista at 513-651-4171 to support us and to support WVQC today. Now, if you are the first caller today at 513-564-9600, after our guest who's standing by is off the phone, because we're going to talk to our guest here in a few minutes. I'll tell you who that is. But after that, if throughout the show you are the first caller here, you will get a Natural Choice t-shirt from us, Natural Choice, and WVQC. We want you to be a member and join in all the fun down here. Now, I want to tell you very quickly why I am the sad hemptress today. A very good friend of ours and a very, very long time friend to the movement, an activist in our movement who has been involved with trying to legalize marijuana and keep our constitutional rights the way they should be. Activist Ben Mizell, I mentioned him just a few weeks ago. I had talked to him, and he was still going through some radiation and chemo treatments for a diagnosis of terminal lung cancer. And we were going to get him on the radio the following week after his treatments because he thought he would feel a little better. And when I called him the week later to see about getting him on the show, he had ended his treatments that Friday before, but had to stay in the hospital because he got pneumonia during the treatments. Unfortunately, he did stay in the hospital, ended up in hospice, and we lost him this Saturday. Now, the irony, of course, is it was Willie Nelson's birthday Saturday as well. So April 30th will always be Willie's birthday and Ben's death day for me and many others. Anyway, he was with Wisconsin's Normal, the Madison Normal activist. He was the creator of Weedstock out of Madison and the Wisconsin area. He was the creator of the Great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Festival that takes place every year. Both of those events take place every year. 40 years strong yippie. Y'all know who the Yippies are. If you don't, look up Yippie, because he was one of the last, along with a few other people. Pie Man, Dana Beale sitting in jail, Chris the Anarchist sitting in jail, and many others of still the Yippie Foundation. Ben was one of the strongest. You can go all over Facebook. You can go first to my Facebook page, Lynn Wilson, and see a bunch of links that I posted that other people posted of videos and interviews and activism things, such as in 2001 he went to the train station and wore his Fourth Amendment shirt and passed them out for free to teach people that they do not need to be searched on the trains. This was in 2001, where they were pulling people over already, searching bags just because of the color of their skin. You can watch that video on my Facebook that somebody else had posted. So we're very sorry to say that we lost him before we got a chance to get the interview that I wanted to get so he could tell the world what he thinks. But I will quote what he has told others. His message to everybody: get active. So the song that I played at the beginning of the show was from the Weedstock CD Volume 1. I did play a cut from that a few weeks ago on behalf of Ben. I did it again today. The song was Anger by Baked Potato. It was a live set from one of the Weedstock events over the years. This was back in about 1993 or 4, I believe. Actually, nope. Looks like, if I could read this, 97, I believe, was when this was put out. That's how long we've had this, Burn Man. 14 years. Volume 1 from Weedstock. Baked Potato, the song Anger. I'm angry. I'm sad. Ben, I'm sure, feels a lot better now. But I know he was angry all the time about how this country is behaving towards its citizens, and he got active to show his anger and turned it towards good work instead. That's on behalf of Ben. And everybody else in Wisconsin, our condolences. Now, we do have our guest on the line. I'm going to get to some more positive stuff here, of course. We have Zebulon of Babylon. You want to hit his button over there, Burn Man? Bring him into the show? All right. we'll get that taken care of. Anyway, if you just tuned in, it is Hemp Rock Radio here at WVQC, and I have our first guest today on the line. He is not only Zebulon of Babylon, he is also part of the band Vicariously Indecisive, the metal band playing this Saturday. Zeb, are you there?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. I caught a leprechaun last night.
Yeah?
And we completely had this leprechaun in custody, and then we decided that we were going to throw it in the river.
Yeah.
So now we don't have the leprechaun. We don't have any proof that we caught the leprechaun and killed it.
Aw, you should have got pictures.
I know. What could I have done?
Well, maybe there's some DNA evidence left over or left
around.
Yeah,
maybe this leprechaun is going to be found. I don't know.
I hope somebody finds it again, and they'll think it's an alien.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, you know, they found him in the same spot that they killed Osama bin Laden, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah. See, that's where we found the leprechaun, and, you know, like, he was like, we were all asking about his, like, pot of gold and stuff, and, you know, I mean, we didn't know the leprechauns couldn't swim.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. No, but well, it's sad to hear about an activist passing.
Especially the one that we lost, because he's a very strong activist, very active. He's the kind of guy that if the government screws up, he sues, and that's how he made a living, because he always won. So I always say to people when they have an issue, civil rights or whatever the issue may be, if they have a case, I always say, not that I'm a lawyer to judge, but my own personal opinion, that is, hey, do like Ben Mazel does, sue the crap out of him.
I'm kind of torn about Ohio's legal system, you know, being a felon and all in the state of Ohio.
That doesn't matter. You can still vote, honey.
Yeah, I know. I can vote. And, yeah. You know, I mean, you get a lawyer, though, and they say, you don't have a case, no matter what.
Yeah.
You know?
Wrong lawyer.
You don't have a case. I'm like, what about religious freedom? Well, actually, it was a normal lawyer, and I'm not going to name his name, but I'm like, what about my religious freedom, you know, having dreadlocks and all and being a Rastafarian? Like, there's no such thing in the state of Ohio. I'm like, well, what about this? What if this stuff doesn't weigh the same amount? Because I've been, you know, with the future indictment for a year.
That's
Wait a minute. You had a normal lawyer tell you that it can be motioned to reweigh the weight as dry weight versus wet?
You know, honestly, the way that I see it is that the lawyers around here, they care about winning. And that doesn't mean that the patient wins.
Well,
it means that the lawyer wins.
We have a lawyer that we recommend through Hemp Rock here in Ohio. He's known as the Antichrist here in our courthouse and area here. His name is Tim Smith. If somebody wants to contact him, they can contact us. Now, I'm not going to say that he's, depending on the situation, always going to plea, because he doesn't. It depends on the situation, but I can assure you if there's a situation where somebody had gotten busted with wet weight, He would motion it to be dry weight, because that's what the attorneys throughout Ohio do.
Oh, yeah.
So if you had a normal attorney tell you or not act on that, then they weren't doing their job, because there's many, many case precedences where, specifically with growing, they weigh the stalks, the mud, everything, and it's all wet. And then you wait and you motion it to wait for the dry weight of just the plant matter, because nobody sells the stalks or smokes them or the mud that it's in. So
yeah.
Many cases about that. So
yeah. Well, you know.
Well, let's talk about... Go ahead.
Every case is special, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
It's all special because it's all illegal cases.
Yeah.
As
well,
true. The judge sits upon his bank.
That's right. That's right. We go along with the farce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's talk about... We got a few minutes left. I want to talk about your band and, excuse me, yourself as well. What have you been doing? Where did you get started with your music and the band also?
Well... I started playing music when I was 8 years old, so I think it was like 1990 or 1988. So I've been playing shows since 1992. I moved out to the West Coast in 2003 and started growing marijuana for medical purposes,
which is legal on the West Coast
as
in most
caregiver.
States.
Yeah. It's actually a totally different world out there. People would be surprised.
Well, you know it is, but the feds are trying to stop that, but that's another show.
Yeah. But yeah, so I've played like a lot of hemp fests, the West Coast, volunteered for them, hung out,
yeah,
partied. It's huge parties. Been playing. I came back here and got arrested. I was getting ready to play the Ohio Hemp Fest a few years ago. Got arrested on the way here, and yeah, I decided to start a band called Vicariously Indecisive. That was my nickname because I'm ADD or whatever.
Yeah.
So like, he's Vicariously Indecisive. It's like, hey, let's play this song. You guys want a sandwich? So we decided to start a band, and my guitar player, he's from the same area as I am. He went out to Hollywood to the Musicians Institute, mm-hmm, which is like the number one guitar school in the country. So he went out there and graduated, and his mom was sick, actually, and he came. That's why he came back to Ohio. And when she was dying from her kidney disease, me and him talked, and we decided that we were going to start a band shortly thereafter. So we have a lot of connections, considering he went to MI, and I've played in most states in the country, you know, and done the whole Hemp Fest circuit on the West Coast, which every state on the West Coast has one. But you know how that goes.
Sure.
But yeah, we play all over. We've played with Mushroom Head tons of times. We've
fantastic.
Played Barrier Dead, OTEP, Head PE. We've played with the guys, I forget, the Stem, I think is the name of their band. They do the UFC soundtracks. We got some songs that get played on radio stations. Recently we've been not playing shows, so
well,
Saturday will actually be our second show in like 7 months.
I was gonna say that, so this is the first in a long time then, huh?
Yeah, we're playing with Mushroom Head and Head PE on Friday, up at the El Rosa Villa, and then on Saturday
Columbus?
We're playing, yep, up in Columbus, and
yep,
we're playing the Hemp Fest event on Saturday.
Well,
don't know the exact time yet, but I'm going to get it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I would venture to say that you guys are going to be sometime after the 10 o'clock hour. And
okay.
Save the really heavy stuff for later in the evening.
Yeah.
Probably opening, we're going to have Sock Monkeys. Of course, now there is some other acoustic guys that will be playing up front and
that's cool,
in between. And we're probably going to have Sock Monkeys. Then, of course, our next guest after you, Wendy Oakley and the Posse. They'll be up after that. And probably... Well, I don't know. I have to really think about that. But we have a few other bands, of course, the Ohms, Madras Lounge, along with Vicariously Indecisive. So we got a lot of stuff to get in there, but we will make sure it'll be fun for all.
And, well, we plan on rocking, you guys.
Absolutely. Cannot wait. It's been a couple of years since we've had a metal band in there.
Yeah, we're playing to a sold-out show the night before. So.
Well, that's Columbus with Mushroom Head.
Yeah, we're going to come and rock
it
out.
Yeah.
Well, I know that at least 100 and... over 150 of those people are mine because I sold them tickets. So.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, you will be doing an acoustic set mixed in there somewhere.
I will.
Fantastic,
yeah.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I am going to let you go. I know you are at work, and we've got some things to move on to.
Alrighty.
So,
well, thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate you getting in with us, and I will touch base with you later in the week and let you know what your times are for that schedule.
Alrighty.
And
well,
get all the information from you.
I'll hit you back, and I'll hear from you on... I'll see you on Saturday.
Absolutely. Thank you, Zeb.
Right.
I really
appreciate
the support.
Same here.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That was Zebulon of Babylon and the singer of Vicariously Indecisive, one of the bands playing this Saturday. And up next in just a few minutes is going to be Wendy Oakley from Wendy Oakley and the Posse. And we do have a new clip coming from them that we are going to play here in just a few minutes. But I also want to remind you, if you can make the call and get in when our guests are not on the phone, again, May is membership month, so help support our diverse community programming here at WVQC, Radio Free Queen City. You can call Maria or Krista at 513-651-4171 to support us. A $30 membership gets you or $30 gets you a membership. And if you are our first caller, and now our lines here in the studio are going to be tied up for a little bit. So if you want to call, if you're the first caller to call 651-4171 and pledge for Hemp Rock Radio here, you'll get a Natural Choice t-shirt. from the Natural Choice Boys. Now, I do want to tell you, I mentioned earlier that today and tomorrow's show is dedicated to Ben Mazel, our friend from Madison, Wisconsin, who passed away this past Saturday, complications of lung cancer and pneumonia. Now, if you can get to Madison, if you're interested, they are having a memorial for Ben. It will be held at the Gates of Heaven Synagogue. Yes, he was a Jewish guy. And that is, again, the Heaven Synagogue in Madison, Wisconsin. That is this Wednesday from noon until 10 p.m. Burman, I wish I could go. Unfortunately, he chose to pass 1 week prior to our May Day Hempfest and Worldwide Marijuana March. I'm sure he's pissed off because he's part of that in Wisconsin and Madison. I'm sure he'll be marching in spirit with his buddies there, Gary Stork and all the rest in Madison. And so I think if he knew that we had a choice to either go to his memorial or continue our work to make sure that this Saturday event happens, he would say, stay active. So that's what I'm going to do. It is a long drive to Wisconsin, but for those people that we know that are going, we are there in spirit with you. Now, as I said, Saturday not only was the day that Ben Mazel passed, it's also Willie Nelson's birthday. He turned 78 this past Saturday. I'm going to go ahead and have Burnman roll up this clip on behalf of Willie's birthday. It's from his Countryman CD, The Harder They Come. Right after that, of course, we will have a clip from Wendy Oakley and the posse. It is her and Brian, Senior Bull, also our MC and artist and the keyboard player for Wendy Oakley. They are also playing this Saturday following Willie. You will hear, probably for the first time anywhere, a song called Coal Country about mountaintop coal mining. Alrighty, it's Hemp Rock Radio. We'll be back in about 10 minutes with Wendy on the phone.
Well, they tell me of a pine in the sky waiting for me when I die. But between the day you're born and when you die, they never even seem to hear you cry. So as sure as the sun that will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. Officers are trying to keep me down, trying to drive me underground. And they think that they have got the battle won. I say forgive them, Lord, they know not what they've done. Cause as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. And the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. Keep on fighting for the things I want, though I know that when you're dead you can't. But I'd rather be a free man in my grave than living as a puppet or a slave. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine. And then the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. And the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all.
higher they come, the harder they fall, one and all.
WVQC.
Yeah, right.
Radio for the people, by the people.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about getting with Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and you're listening to Hip Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WDQC LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WDQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
What it is not yet known, but the All right, listen to that. Listen to that. Isn't that a wonderful thing to hear with the signs they're holding out there? They are honking for the legalization of medical marijuana, which actually I would prefer to see them just the plain out legalization of marijuana.
Hey, this is Senior Bull, MC for Hemp Rock's Marijuana Marches and Reefer Rumbles, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City.
Don't! What you hit? I think we had a mishap there. Brian crashed.
Senior Bull at his finest.
He kind of had a crash there. Now, of course, that song you did just hear was a brand new song from Wendy Oakley and the Posse, done with Senior Bull, and the song was Coal Country. And, of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. Birdman's over there rolling it up. And very quickly, before we move on with our guest on the phone, I want to remind you to be supporting Gatewood in Kentucky. You want to go to gatewood.com and print out the petition and get at least 5,000 of your friends to get registered and sign the petition to get him on the ballot by August 1st so he can run for the 2011 governor race in Kentucky this November. Willie supports him, and we support him. And I want to ask you, Wendy, if we can pass that song on to Gatewood, because he's fighting against mountaintop removal.
Oh, absolutely. I think we need to get the word out on what's happening. So many people don't know, and had I not seen the documentary for Coal Country, I would have had no idea what was happening. That documentary really touched me, inspired me to write Coal Country, because I had no idea, you know. They're proud coal miners, and I didn't know that the big coal companies were making them blow off the tops of the mountains, which is... It's bad enough for the mountains, for the wildlife, the trees, the fish, but then the coal miners themselves and their families are actually getting really sick and dying from this.
That's
Yet they're proud coal miners. That's the only thing they've ever known, and their father's father's father was a coal miner, and it's just a really, really sad state.
Yeah, what's going on is the only thing they know is coal or growing marijuana, and the irony is marijuana is the byproduct of all of those years that the earth made the coal or made the oil. Hemp is the byproduct and is much more energy efficient, much more safer for the environment to use. And yes, it is an oil, and yes, it can produce the same stuff as coal. It's called biomass energy. Now, you know, an example, I don't like, this is not a plug for the company, I think they're called Sun Crystals Organic and Natural Sugars. You can get them in Kroger's and different places like that. A little bit expensive for a sugar, but if you want to eat healthier sugar and help sustain the environment, the biomass left over from producing their sugar cane gets put into a energy-producing part of the plant, and they create their clean electricity and energy from their own ground source.
Oh, right on.
The leftover. So if you want to help the environment through, you know, healthier sugars, that's one way to do it. My point in that is that hemp is the same type of thing, but it has more energy, and they do not need to blow the tops off of mountains. Now, you know, if the mountain blows its own top, like Mount St. Helens, everybody freaks out, kills everything, and they think it's horrible. But it's okay to go blow off the top of the mountains down in Kentucky and Tennessee.
Right, and it's only happening in the Appalachian Mountains. I mean, you're not going to see this in the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, no.
Or, you know, I mean, this is, it's horrible what's happening. And it needs to stop. And obviously, the coal companies are saying, well, you know, look, this is the cheapest way to do it.
But it isn't.
It's cheap, it's quick, but no, we are going to pay for generations and generations and generations, unfortunately.
Instead of blowing off the mountain, they could be growing hemp on the mountain.
Yes! Yes, they could. Yeah. It'd be a lot more beautiful.
Smell a lot better, too.
It would.
All right, so now, real quick, because we're going to almost be out of time here in a few minutes, I want you to tell us about the band as well, your quick history, or your history and the history of the band, and some of your goals besides that song in particular.
Sure. Well, it's pretty quick. I mean, it's Senior Bull and I, we actually met working in radio together probably 10 years ago now.
On that other volunteer station, right?
On another station, we're not going to mention.
No, we don't talk about them.
We, you know, great things did come out of that. That was the only one I can, you know. But yeah,
I agree. So he's one of the good things that came out of that. That's right.
He's great. Yep. And we used to play, actually, he used to play bass. I didn't even know that he played keyboard until about 2 years ago. And he was trying to get me to come out. We did a little bit, something here, and then we did a thing down at the Mad Frog. And in the meantime, I was doing kind of a solo thing, and I got an invite to open up for 7 Mary 3 at a festival, at Gateway, actually, music festival down in Mount Sterling. And it was, I got out on this huge stage, and it just, I thought, oh, gosh, wow. You know, it was terrifying, and it was wonderful. And I came back home to the basement, and we jammed more. And then eventually my lead guitar player, Curtis, came along. And he's just Curtis, also known as Curtis. I don't think he has a, you know, no social security, no government ID. I mean, he's just
Curtis.
So yeah, if you want to see him, you actually got to come out and see him. There's no phone. There's no nothing. So he's the one who actually said, "Hey, come on, let's get off our dust and let's go play some music." Before then, just writing songs, and thank the Lord for marijuana. I don't think I've ever written a song where I haven't been inspired.
Yeah, you and Todd Rundgren. And many
I mean,
others.
It really, it's just a magical, magical, beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
So, but yeah, we got together and we started playing out. And we recently brought Mark Hoffman, who is a former bass player for Sonny Mormon for many years,
fantastic,
on board. And he is just helping bring these songs alive. We have recordings we're going to be doing, obviously, Cold Country. We would like to have added on as a download, if possible, for the CD that went with the documentary that aired on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
And Willie Nelson, Bonnie Raitt, John Prine, there's a lot of big names that contributed to that.
Fantastic.
Definitely worth checking out. Yeah. And then I have some songs that are going to be published in a book about domestic violence awareness. And
fantastic.
That's going to be released this year by Sherry Clyburn. She's the author. So we're looking at, we need to have some recordings for these things.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're just going to move forward from there.
Well, real quick, Wendy, give out your sites so people know where to find your information and your stuff.
Absolutely. You can go to WendyOakley.com. We have all of our shows scheduled there. Our first all-original show will be coming up in June, June 17th for Colby Fest. We're going to be at Hemp Fest this coming week. We're just really excited about that. We were there last year, and it was just a blast. So we cannot wait. Can't wait to come out and rock for y'all.
Fantastic. Well, last week we played one of the long blues clips that you guys did live last year. So that was in the show. You can go check it out on WEEDRadioNetwork.com. So, well, listen, Wendy, I'm going to let you go. I've only got a couple of minutes left before I have to move forward with some other stuff in the top of the show in 10 minutes. So I want to thank you not only for your support and for you guys sitting in this coming Saturday and joining us today, Wendy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you again, and we will see you Saturday.
Absolutely. All righty.
We're bringing teepees.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Out on that Riverfront West ball field.
That's right.
All righty. All righty. We will talk to you later. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
All righty. That was Wendy Oakley from The Posse. Of course, it's Hemp Rock Radio. And as I said, the song Cold Country. Awesome. And we've only got a few minutes left. I have to say this. First of all, tomorrow's guest, Beach from Hemptations, one of our sponsors, as well as Psycho D or Dave, one of the two from the Ohms, is going to be calling in. We're going to have Brandon, Chef Brandon. He is the chef for the Blind Cafe coming up this Friday and Saturday. So if you support the Blind Association, that will be a fun thing to do. He has to cook dessert in the dark. Anyway, we'll talk more about that with Brandon tomorrow. I hope to get Tanya Davis on as well, one of our groups and speakers this Saturday. But I do have to say this. Did they really kill Osama bin Laden, or was he already dead?
Does it really matter?
It only matters for Obama's campaign.
Well,
makes him look good.
We got him. He's dead. Well, let's pack up the soldiers. Time to come home. It's all over now, right?
Well, yeah, only maybe there. And then they'll move it back over to Libya where they're killing children and all that kind of stuff, you know. Now, so somebody put a posting yesterday. I loved it on Facebook about this, saying, oh, my God, the people are screaming, USA, 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 and cheering and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, are people really that stupid? come on, really? And I said back, yes, they really are. You should check out this song. Now, this is the song that I wanted him to hear. I want you to hear it. This is, of course, from one of my favorites, Roger Waters from Pink Floyd. And this off of his Amused to Death CD. It is, of course, called Bravery of Being Out of Range. Because you know how it is. Everybody's brave when they're cheering on the soldiers from the bar behind their beer. It's Hemp Rock Radio, by the way. Burn Man, Hemp Rock TV on YouTube. What channel is it?
Pot Smoker 840.
Pot Smoker 840. You can also get there through the WEED, radionetwork.com. They now can put up two-hour programs, so all Hemp Rock shows that have ever been on public access will be posted at YouTube. And soon at HempRockTV.com. In the meantime, it is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress, but I'm sad today. Don't forget, in memorial, rest in peace, Ben. This is Roger talking about those guys out there hollering, USA, USA, USA. We'll see you tomorrow.
Springtime has sprung, and it's time for this year's Worldwide Marijuana March. Hemprock and the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky chapter of Willie Nelson's Teapot Party and Cures Not Wars celebrate cannabis freedom with the 2011 Worldwide Marijuana March. On Saturday, May 7th at 3 p.m., gather with Hemprock's Reefer Roach, Pottsbury Bakery's Dope Boy Chef Pot and Hash, and Rich Spirits Drummers at the Underground Railroad Freedom Center in downtown Cincinnati to thank City Council for repealing Cincinnati's marijuana arrest law, and then march across the Blue Suspension Bridge to Covington, Kentucky's Old Kenton County Courthouse and Old Jail to thank Kentucky legislators for lowering Kentucky's marijuana possession laws from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class B, which takes effect on June 24th, and back to Cincinnati's Freedom Center in time for the 420. After the march, go to the Hempbach Hempfest fundraiser at the Riverfront West Pavilion in Miamitown, Cleves, Ohio. Doors open 6 p.m. Music kicks off at 7 p.m. This is a BYO Buds, Booze, Blankets, Bongs, and Blunts event. With music from The Ohms, Madras Lounge, Wendy Oakley and the Posse, Vicariously Indecisive, Sock Monkeys, Hip Hop Groups, Open Mind Productions, and DFI. Acoustic sets with Zebulon, Henry, and Harmonicool. Plus Rich Spirits Drum Circle, Incendium Fire Spinners, Drug Law Reform Speakers and Groups, Raffles with Reefer Girls, a massage booth, contest prizes, and lots more. This year's WMM is brought to you by Hemp Rock, the Cincy Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, Jimmy's Hustler Cincinnati, Hemptations, and Cures Not Wars. That's Cincinnati's 2011 Worldwide Marijuana March and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 3 p.m. For more info, to volunteer, or to sponsor the WMM, please leave a voicemail or email us at hemprock.com. The Cincy WMM and Hemprock Hempfest are Hemprock Productions. This has been the Monday edition of Hemprock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Hemprock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WBQC-LP. Find Hemprock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemprock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at hemprock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit cincinnatimarijuanalaw.com. That's cincinnatimarijuanalaw.com.
I got a hand full of wonders. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery and help me bring me free. Do you want marijuana? Do you want marijuana?
Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQC-LP is Jay Alday with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
WBQC, people-powered radio.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11. Or email to WVQCprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
Coming to you from the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative Studios, this is WVQCLP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM.